This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This A's Cast download is brought to you by LinkSoul. Go to LinkSoul.com and by Nest Bedding. Love where you sleep. Go to NestBedding.com.
Oakland A's baseball is just around the corner.
Rooker, it's a fly ball to deep center. Robert going back at the track. He will turn and watch it fly.
Swing and a miss. Dialed it up at 99. Some serious high octane.
It's time to take you inside the clubhouse with the A's Total Access pregame show, presented by Chevron. Follow the A's 24/7 on A's Cast, your home for nonstop A's baseball. A's Total Access with Chris Townsend starts now.
Good morning, everybody. It's time for a little A's baseball as the A's and the Tigers are the first game on Saturday morning in Major League Baseball. Going to be at Comerica Park. Kenta Maeda up against Paul Blackburn. First pitch is going to be at 10:10, and they need to end this losing slide. Vince Cotroneo joins us from Comerica Park. Vince, how are you?
51 degrees, mostly sunny skies. It is a gorgeous day in Motown. It's not the kind of day where we had flurries yesterday and wrapped up in a lot of layers. It is much more like a crisp spring fall day here in the great town of Detroit.
Yeah, you weren't in shorts and a golf polo yesterday like No. You were spring training in Arizona, right?
No, sir. And it's nicer today. It looks like they're going to have pretty close to a full house again today. They had 44,000 yesterday, and a lot of folks have already made their way into the seats. And I see, you know, people occupying the far reaches of the upper decks here in left field and right field. The standing areas are already full. They're loving their Tigers. This is the story of Michigan for sure.
Well, I got to tell you, beautiful ballpark. Absolutely love Comerica Park, and I like that they got that vibe going. Paul Blackburn, his first outing was fantastic, and boy, do the A's need another great outing from him.
Well, you know, they've played better baseball, Townie, the last 3 days. Certainly playing better baseball is a nice way of saying they haven't won those games, but it is progress, and that's something that, you know, Mark Hotze has talked about again. You know, this is a very young team that is still learning their way, trying to use experiences and build on those experiences. And even talking about somebody like Brent Rooker, who had 30 home runs last year and was on the All-Star team, it's still very much work in progress. But when the A's needed it most on Sunday, Blackburn was there to deliver, and it sure would be nice to see him go deep again today. Just the way that he has been attacking the hitters with such an impressive arsenal of pitches has been fun to watch. And you know, we'll hear from Scott Emerson just talking about the just the way that Paul has grown as a pitcher over the years, because I don't think anybody knows him as well as Emo does.
And there's a great vibe, as you said, going in Detroit right now.
Well, look, Michigan wins a national championship in football. Dan Campbell takes the Lions, which played right next door at Ford Field, to the playoffs for the first time in forever. And now the Tigers are a team that is a sexy pick to win the American League Central. They've got a lot of confidence inside that clubhouse, and it could really be an exciting summer here in Detroit.
Well, I got to tell you, the minor leagues are starting up. You got Ed Sprague today, which is good news here on A's Cast and the A's Radio Network. You have a great call, and I'll talk to you after the ball game.
Sounds great, Townie.
Tigers and A's coming your way. Coming up next, part one of our weekly conversation with the manager of your Oakland Athletics. Mark Kotze is going to join us right here. A's Total Access. This is Chris Townsend. I'm proud to announce our year two partnership with LinkSoul. They've changed my wardrobe, and they can do the same for you. And right now, their spring collection is fabulous. Natural fabrics and versatile styles, perfect for this time of the year. And they want to introduce their performance line for golf, premium for on-course apparel design, and to keep you cool and dry. Check it all out, LinkSoul.com. That's LinkSoul.com. Remember, look good, play good.
This is the place where you can dance like nobody's watching, win like nobody's business, and get away like you mean it. So what are you waiting for? Come join the party. Take that evening out and make it a night you'll never forget. This kind of action can't be beat.
DQ presents the sound of BOGO free Blizzard treats in the DQ app. It's the sound of downloading the DQ app, redeeming the sweetest BOGO free Blizzard deal, telling all your friends, and heading to DQ for BOGO free any size Blizzard treats only in the DQ app for a limited time. Download it today. At participating locations, limitations apply. DQ. Happy tastes good.
This is A's Total Access.
Each week, Mark Kotze, the manager of the A's, stops by A's Cast Live.
It's an adjustment, you know, but thank God for heaters in the dugout. You know, you can tell guys get on deck and, you know, they basically put their bats on the heater, get the pine tar kind of sticky again. There's an adjustment to it, but, you know, I mean, everyone's dealing with the same thing. It's not like, you know, like you said, the whole league, the whole East Coast, Midwest right now, the weather is cold and, you know, it's not atypical for baseball, but, you know, we still have to grind. We still have to play through it.
You know, you get out to a start like this. How tough is it for your ball club? Because obviously, I mean, Captain Obvious, everybody wants to start hot. And unfortunately, you guys haven't been able to do it.
Yeah, you know, it's difficult. Obviously, you know, we're at this point here, you know, 1-7 now, or that, you know, you feel that. There's no question. You know, we've wanted to get off to a good start. We knew it was going to be important to get off to a good start, but we've put ourselves, you know, in the situation we were last year where, you know, we're kind of behind the eight ball a little bit from a wins-loss standpoint. I think the last three games, we've definitely, you know, been competitive. We've could have won all three of these last games. And in saying that, you know, you do look at that to build some type of momentum and confidence, but, you know, losing sucks. There's no other way to say it. And we've dealt with it for a period of time now that, you know, you get tired of it. And I know this group's tired of it. There's a level of expectation amongst this group that we left spring training with, that we can compete, that we can win. And, you know, we're at a point where we got to go win games and figure out how to win games. And that's, you know, where I sit this morning. From the standpoint of, I think once we break through and we start winning games, it'd be a momentum shift that really helps us with the success rate.
Is it hard not to press right out of the gate when you're a team and you got a bunch of players trying to prove themselves? Like, you're trying to do it all in one at-bat, all in one inning, and that's a tough way to play.
Yeah, and each guy in itself is taking on and shouldering some level of responsibility and some level of expectation, right? Because they want to be the guy. And if their teammates are failing, they want to step up. And I think really the need for a deep breath, the need to just take the at-bat to try to get, you know, your teammate up behind you. We've talked about that. You know, yesterday was a good sign of being down. In a game, coming back and battling back against, you know, one of the better pitchers in the game, giving ourselves a chance to win. You know, there's a different feeling from last year in those type of games that we have a lineup that can come back from a deficit, and we have a pitching staff and bullpen that can hold us in games to give us that opportunity. So, you know, the group itself. You know, as I talked about, we felt like we could get out to a good start. We haven't. So I think there is a level of a weight on the shoulders of these guys that we're going to try to do our best to, you know, eliminate and to help with. But, at the end of the day, we all know winning takes care of those type of, expectations and emotions.
Well, when this airs, we're going to have a couple games on this road trip But just looking at Friday's game where you had a couple guys hit the ball out, you break that scoreless streak. When you talk about getting back on track, can you look at that game to say some positives came for you offensively?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, even with Geloff, I know, you know, he hasn't swung the bat the way that he's capable of. But, you know, he hit a double yesterday. You know, that's going to lead to some momentum, some confidence building. I think Rooker hitting the ball over the, you know, over the fence. Also barreling a couple balls, hitting, you know, Toro with his homer. So, you know, there is momentum offensively that can be taken from Friday. And, you know, as we tape this Saturday morning, I hope that we can continue to build off of that from yesterday.
There are some positives. And I think one, no question, Paul Blackburn, what have you seen so far?
Yeah, Paul's first outing was great. Seven innings. I mean, he grinded. That's vintage Paul. He has that capability of going out and pitching deep into games, getting early contact, weak contact. And, you know, today's the same kind of, you know, situation where he's the guy that wants to go out and step up and provide that same outing that he did and give us a great chance to win a game.
You heard him. It's about winning. And they need to start winning. There were expectations going into the season. And I can just tell you, taping that this morning and off the air, the skipper is not thrilled. So, got to start putting some W's on the board. We'll have part two of the Mark Kotze Show tomorrow right here on A's Total Access. Coming up next, new TV broadcaster for the Athletics, Chris Carey, will join Jessica Kleinschmidt right here on A's Cast and the A's Radio Network. This is Chris Townsend, and if you're looking for a great place to eat and watch games, go see my friends at the Chicken Pie Shop at Walnut Creek. The Chicken Pie Shop is one of the hottest restaurants in Walnut Creek. You're not going to find a better menu, and come try their world-famous chicken pie that has been served in Southern California for 86 years. Spacious indoor and outdoor dining, perfect for your next private party or corporate event. Don't forget free parking. For more information, go to chickenpieshopwc.com. That's chickenpieshopwc.com.
Your gas light's on. We need to fill up.
Gas around here is too expensive.
Don't drive all over searching for the lowest prices. Just download the free Upside app and get cash back for every gallon of gas you buy. I've already made around $200.
You can make that kind of cash back just for buying gas? I'm stopping now to download Upside and fill up my tank. Download the free Upside app to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Cash out anytime to your bank account, PayPal, or e-gift card. Download the free Upside app now and use promo code EARN for an extra 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up. That's promo code EARN.
I'm away. So I know the difference between regular shoes and Skechers slip-resistant work shoes. Skechers slip-resistant work shoes make my job go like this. Here's your pasta primavera.
Thanks.
While regular shoes make my job go like this. Here's your pasta primavera. Whoa! And that difference is why I wear Skechers slip-resistant work shoes to keep me safe on my feet. Plus, they're easy to clean and have Skechers exclusive air-cooled memory foam for comfort throughout my shift. Get America's number one selling work shoe at Skechers.com, a Skechers store near you, or wherever work shoes are sold.
A's Cast is your destination for nonstop A's baseball.
Blackburn delivers the pitch. Strike three called. A four-seamer, and that is strikeout number 8 for Blackburn.
This is A's Total Access with Chris Townsend, presented by Chevron.
Welcome back to A's Total Access, presented by Chevron here on A's Cast and the A's Radio Network. Here's my interview with NBC Sports California's Christopher Carey.
Christopher, thanks for stopping by.
Thank you, Jessica. What's your middle name, Jessica?
It's Danielle today, but who knows what it'll be tomorrow.
So it's Christopher and Jessica Danielle for just today.
Christopher Harry and Jessica Danielle for the day. We're heading into this road trip. We're in the midst of a road trip. And what are you kind of anticipating or hoping that these guys can show off when they're finally on the road after a pretty tough homestand?
You know, I think that they've shown a lot of more fight recently in this series against the Red Sox. It's going to be a little different, though, traveling for the first time on the road. It's a test every time that you go somewhere else that isn't your home ballpark. I hope that they can flip the script a little bit. Obviously, this homestand hasn't gone the way they wanted it to go, but there's no time like the present to turn it around when they go to Detroit, a great Detroit team, and then to Texas, which obviously are the defending world champions, but you never know what can happen. I hope that pitching, especially starting pitching, can have longevity, and the hits keep on coming on, and a lot of offense, a lot of home runs, and they can score runs early and put the teams away early.
I'm really excited that you're getting your start here, because the one thing that I've told you from the beginning is it's a really good clubhouse. I talked to Ryan about it earlier, Ryan Noda, of course, Nikki Allen, who was the guest on the show the previous day. They still manage to stay loose. They all believe in each other. They all get along with each other. What are your thoughts on kind of taking in the clubhouse?
Well, Jess, that's a great point. A connected team is a great team. And obviously, we have some young guys. We have some players still trying to gel with the culture of this team. And that's going to take some time. But yeah, it is incredibly loose. It's relaxed. They're very welcoming. They've been incredibly welcoming to me, just like you have and everybody else. It's a great place to start your career, and it's a great place to watch these guys interact, because when a game ends like it did 2 days ago, where it was a 9-0 shutout, they're able to put that aside and come to work the next day with a smile on their faces. They don't take any of this for granted. They're professional baseball players. They're Major League Baseball players. They've worked incredibly hard to get here, and they belong here. It's just a matter of, you know, ironing out the kinks and creating that cohesiveness that some teams have right out the gate. Instead, we have some young guys and a mixture of free agents and some waiver claims, and all that's going to come together in due time.
And, you know, you've worked in the minors, and it's a little bit of a different ball game, because I feel like in the minors you kind of don't have time to gel that much. You got to kind of get out there and get things going. It's a little bit of a different scenario here, but when it comes to the minors comparatively to what they're doing now here in the bigs, what comes to mind as far as those differences?
Obviously, everything is so refined here. I mean, when you talk about the play on the field, they're Major League Baseball players. Pitchers don't miss their spots, and if they do, they miss by just an iota of an inch or two. These guys are legitimate major leaguers. In the minors, you just have to try and get better every single day, right? And you're right. In the clubhouse, you never know when you're going to get sent up or sent down. There's a lot of traffic moving in and out. You could see up to 70 or 80 players in any affiliated organization at AA, single A, wherever, at any point in time in the season. So here you have more structure. It's more concrete. And they go about their business in the same way, but you can definitely see the differences immediately in how they go about their business and their work, because these guys know exactly what to do when they get to the ballpark. They know exactly what to do when the game comes, and they know exactly what to do when the game ends. And of course, more eyes are on them. So there's obviously that tremendous amount of pressure as well.
Before I let you go, who's excited you so far this season to watch?
I think J.J. Bleday has been incredibly impressive. Talking to him about his offseason workout plan and what he has done is tremendous. And obviously with the bat, it's showing very quickly. Defensively, it's great as well. Kyle Muller was excellent a few days ago. I think that maybe you'll see him in the starting role, maybe in a pinch down the road. And then obviously there's a few guys that everybody's excited about. Zach Geloff, I mean, his upside is unbelievable. Lawrence Butler, the new Oakland, as they call themselves. So those are just a few guys that come to mind for sure.
Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Jessica. I appreciate it.
That was Christopher Carey. Coming up next is A's Total Access, presented by Chevron continues. Vince Catronio.
If you're looking for a new mattress, Nest Bedding has you covered. Sleep on the same mattress Hall of Famer Ricky Henderson sleeps on. Nest Bedding is the number one brand of online mattresses and the Bay Area's favorite mattress store. Take home the Easy Breather Pillow. The New York Times calls it their number one pick. You can navigate their easy-to-use website, nestbedding.com. That's nestbedding.com. Green and Gold fans, use the coupon code Oakland and you get 10% off your entire order. Nest Bedding, love where you sleep.
Where does one community end and the next begin? Across the railroad tracks? On the other side of the river? Is it between the east side and the west side? At Comerica Bank, we believe it's all one community, and we're all part of it. That's why Comerica has invested over $20 million for affordable housing, financial education, and workforce development in lower-income communities. Because when we raise expectations for everyone, we all rise. Member FDIC, Equal Opportunity Lender.
You're listening to the A's Total Access Show.
Another Saturday, another minor league report for the Athletics. They're on the road right now. We visit once again with Ed Sprague, the A's director of minor leagues. A week ago, we talked about players, offensive players in the system. Today, we're going to focus on the pitchers. And the same kind of thing from last week, and from the standpoint, 24 different starting pitchers in the big leagues last year. A lot of those came through the system. There's no experience like a big league experience. And how do you think that helped lay a little bit of the foundation of what you're looking for this year?
Yeah, I think you got to get up there and you know, see what it's all about and understand that you got to still attack the strike zone, You know, you have to have some secondary stuff. You got to be able to land, but you know, that fastball command comes first. And I think that's what guys, when they get up there, they understand if they fall in behind, you know, big league hitters are discerning and they're not just going to go chase their pitch. And when you got to come over the middle of the plate, they're usually pretty good at it. So I think that's probably been the biggest focus, is making sure we can command the fastball first and then let our secondary stuff play.
As Mason Miller sits in the A's bullpen with that explosive fastball, one pitcher that came up that showed some moxie, if you will, was the young Joey Estes, and we saw him in spring training. He's at Las Vegas. And Hogan Harris really had the experience of some highs of the big leagues and some really low lows of the big leagues. The left-hander who's in the system as well, pitching in Las Vegas. What are your expectations for what you want them to accomplish at Triple A with Fran Rudin?
Yeah, I mean, Joey's a bulldog. I mean, I think, like I said, you saw it. He loves to pitch. He loves to compete. I think he's tweaked his breaking ball a little bit and got a little more of a sweeping action to it. You know, he's got his changeup. But he attacks the zone with his heater, and he's not afraid to go after guys. You know, he pays with a few homers from time to time when he gets that four-seamer up. But he'll attack it, and he doesn't back down when they have some hard contact on him. So I like that about Joey, and he's been able to land all his pitches. He had a great camp down here. His secondary stuff was really, really good. And I expect him to get off to a really good start in AAA. And, you know, Hogan, I think it really comes down, again, back to fastball command. You know, I think when he has his good game, he can use that fastball to get to that elite changeup of his and drop in his breaker. I know he's working on a little bit of a tighter slider / cutter to get in on the right-handers. So that'll be the focus for him. But really be able to command that fastball first so he can get to, you know, I think, which his best pitch was his changeup.
And we know the way baseball works in terms of being able to sign free agents or being able to attack the international market. The international market is probably a little more balanced for a team like the A's that don't spend those kinds of dollars on their salaries like other teams do. And to that point, Luis Morales, who you acquired through the international draft, picking him up from Cuba, pitched last year. We didn't get a chance to see him in spring training, but I know he's arguably as revered a prospect that you have pitching-wise in the system. Where does he start, and where can he end up this year?
Yeah, he's going to start down here. He got a little fatigued shoulder towards the end of last year, so he's progressing through that. He threw his first two innings yesterday. He looked really good. His first four pitches were 98, touched 99. He got a little erratic in the second inning with his breaking stuff, but he's going to start down here, finish, we'll get him built up, and then he'll go out to Lansing. And then where he ends up from there is anybody who knows. But really good arm, like you said, and he moved a little bit fast last year, but we were going to control those innings anyway, no matter where they landed. So he obviously started in the DR. When I first saw him over there, I remember talking to Finney, and I said, what's this guy doing over here? We got to get him to the States. And so we moved him to Arizona and then Stockton. Of course, he ended up Lansing and then kind of ran out of bullets. But, yeah, special arm. And I just think he's young, and we'll take our time with him a little bit.
Speaking of young, the A's were aggressive in signing Steve Echevarria, the kid from New Jersey, the pitcher. He's in the system. We're hoping that maybe he was going to be a part of the breakout game. He had pitched the day before, and as it turns out, that game was rained out. But here's a kid I know we're going to pay close attention to. What are your expectations for him?
Another, you know, young kid. We're going to take him slow. He pitched five innings all year last year for us, and instructionally, because he kind of got shut down after the high school season, so to build him up. So we've got to see him a lot in spring training. He's pitching today, you know, plus fastball up to 96, good breaking ball. But we're going to take him slow, but he'll start here in Arizona. Again, he'll get built up a little bit and then probably move to Stockton. We will probably control his innings. I think he's going to be at 85 this year just because he threw like 50 innings last year in high school. So we'll watch his stuff. But I think down the road, this is a guy who's going to be – he's going to be starter material. He'll probably sit in the mid-90s and touch the upper 90s with his fastball.
Ed, we appreciate the time last week on the hitters and today focusing on the pitchers. We'll be paying attention. We'll be in touch. And as always, appreciate the insight. Thank you so much.
All right, Vince. Take care.
Ed Sprague joining us, the A's director of the minor leagues, on our minor league report. More with Chris Townsend after this.
With the sunshine returning, it's time for golf, golf, and more golf at Cinnabar Hills Golf Club. Cinnabar Hills is also your destination for great food with their beautiful renovated restaurant and quality craft beer selection at their full bar. Featuring a grass driving range and 27 championship caliber holes, Cinnabar Hills Golf Club is the best public course in the Bay Area. For more information, go to CinnabarHills.com. That's CinnabarHills.com.
And the underdogs, Oakland Athletics, win their first championship since they were in Philadelphia in 1930.
Hi, I'm Raleigh Fingers, Hall of Famer, three-time World Series champion with the Oakland A's, and World Series MVP. Winning takes teamwork, skill, and heart. So when you need an ace for a personal injury lawyer that will win you the game, go with the winning team. Call Venardi Zarata at 833-VZ for me, or go to vzlawfirm.com. Venardi Serrata, the official injury law firm of the Oakland A's.
Some people just know the best places to eat around town. Those are the people who know to choose Allstate. They know exactly where to go to get exactly what you're wanting. They know where to find the spiciest hot pot, the gooeyest brownies, and the tenderest, most flavorful portobello steak. Those people also know that safe drivers save 40% with Allstate.
Saving 40% is based on the national average premium savings for Allstate auto customers with a clean driving record versus those without. Savings vary by state and vary based on how you buy, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Here's the 1-2 pitch now. Breaking ball is drilled to left. Hayes is going back. Hayes at the track. He's right to the wall, and he will watch it fly. And Langoliers unloads with a three-run home run to left field.
A's Cast is your 24/7 home for A's baseball. Visit athletics.com/A's Cast for on-demand and live coverage of the Oakland A's. Now back to A's Total Access with Chris Townsend, presented by Chevron.
It's breakfast with the A's, an early game in Detroit. Athletics and Tigers coming your way. First pitch at 10:10. Paul Blackburn up against Kenta Maeda, and when you look at this ball game here and you look at the Tigers, they're off to a great start at 6-1. And you go, why are they off to a great start? Well, you just look at it. Pitching, pitching, and pitching. You could talk about their offense, yes. But the Tigers have a 2.31 ERA, third best in the majors. Only behind the Boston Red Sox, who the Athletics just saw. You pitch, you got a shot. The A's, they got to start scoring some more runs. 2.4 runs per game. That ranks 28th in Major League Baseball, only ahead of the Mets and the White Sox. So something's got to give. The bats woke up yesterday. Wasn't good enough. Hopefully it will be good enough today. Athletics and Tigers coming your way. We're talking pitching next. Vince Cotroneo sits down with Scott Emerson as we get you ready for A's baseball right here on A's Cast and the A's Radio Network.
Does managing your health care feel like a full-time job? Bounced around from one doctor to the next? Did they get your lab results? Were you supposed to bring those? All the forms, the bills, the NADA bills, the...
Press 4 to repeat these options.
Does healthcare have to be this way? At Kaiser Permanente, all of us work together to make healthcare easier. And with integrated care and coverage, all you have to do is focus on your health. Learn more at kp.org. Kaiser Permanente, for all that is you.
You deserve extra. Extra Mile is where you get it. You don't just deserve breakfast. You deserve extra fresh Mile 1 coffee just the way you like it. You deserve more than a quick bite. You deserve an extra satisfying array of hot foods, extra good snacks, and fountain drinks that help you go the extra mile. Plus, with Extra Mile rewards, you can earn free stuff. Visit Extra Mile at select Chevron and Texaco locations. See program terms and conditions for details.
You're listening to the A's Total Access Show.
Beautiful, chilly day in Detroit as the A's play game two of their series against the Tigers. And we visit with A's pitching coach Scott Emerson. And Scott, at the end of spring training, you had situations where guys were falling to injury. You had to scramble and find some pitchers. And T.J. McFarland has come back to the A's. Austin Adams, you bring into this organization. And it seems like they have given you some opportunities to get some pretty big outs so far.
Yeah, you got two veteran guys down there that have been in clutch situations, and TJ coming in and getting some ground balls and Austin coming in and getting some big outs is going to be huge for us. You know, guys that have been in these roles, been in these situations, it's good to have those guys down there.
How do you look back on JP's start yesterday?
You know, I mean, a couple, you know, obviously the home runs were, you know, some balls that you know, JP probably wish he had back. Canna, first pitch homer, you know, third time through. I think, you know, JP was one pitch away really from having a quality start. If you look at 6-3, you know, you'd like to see him get through the sixth inning. You'd like to push some guys a little bit early, get the pitch count up, maybe save that bullpen. But, you know, he threw the ball well. He mixed his pitches. Just sometimes, you know, four runs doesn't look as good as it could have looked.
What are the challenges for a starting pitcher? We talk so much now, second, third time through. First time through, he faced the minimum, then some damage in the fourth inning. Just the conversation about what you've done so far, and do you stay with that? When do you start maybe making some changes and make some adjustments to the hitters and make them think about something else?
Well, obviously, like, you know, when the hitters see more pitches, they gain more intel, and they start thinking they can handle some pitches. So, you know, sometimes it's a pitch you should sing. Sometimes, you know, maybe you didn't pitch in the right way the first time. Sometimes, you know, the hitters only see three or four pitches in the first two at-bats, and they haven't seen your arsenal yet. So I think there's a big combination. But obviously, the more the hitters see the pitches, the more intel they get, the more comfortable they get. That's why you see the numbers get better in the hitter's favor third time through. But that's why, you know, execution of your pitches every time is you can move your fastball around and make it, you know, different type pitches, you know, up and in, down and away, and reach away, and deep in and up. So, you know, how you have that ability to move your fastball around when you use your fastball is important.
Emo, the stuff for Lucas Ursag is still explosive, but it seems like he's been touched a little bit here early in the season. What do you make of what he's brought to the mound so far?
No, he's throwing the ball well. It's just a matter about, you know, it's not execute the pitch, it's execute the right pitch. And this is Major League Baseball. When you're executing the right pitch, in general, pitchers always have the advantage. And when you're executing pitches that maybe hitters can handle, then maybe the hitters have a better chance, obviously, to handle those. So that's just, you know, getting back to the drawing board, understanding pitching, talking to him about his usage, where he's going in different times of the game.
You know Paul Blackburn as well as anybody. You've seen him grow as a pitcher. You saw him become an all-star a couple of years ago, and he's had an awesome start to the 2024 campaign. What's it been like watching the growth of Paul Blackburn?
Oh, it's been amazing. You know, right now he's cool, calm, and collected. He's under control with his delivery. He's able to move all his pitches around. You know, he's got an assortment of pitches. He's got six different, you know, pitch shapes that he can use in any outing. So he can exploit a hitter's weakness. It's just, does he have it that day? And, you know, Paul has been really, really good over the last two spring training games, and his last start was really good. So hopefully he can keep rolling that into today.
How can you use Comerica Park effectively because it has so much space in the outfield?
Well, I think, you know, the right-handed hitters traditionally here like balls that they can go to right field, and the left-handed hitters here like balls that they can pull. But, you know, we saw some, you know, homers yesterday to the pull side from the right-handers, both from us and them. So I think it's just, you know, continue to execute pitches. I'd like to see guys get balls on the ground as well. And then, you know, we're staying aggressive and, you know, we're attacking, we're trying to get swing and miss when we can get it, and we're trying to get soft contact when we can get it.
A's pitching coach Scott Emerson on the Saturday. Tony, now back to you.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. They need to slow down in the notes. I'm reading here. The 6-1 start gives the Tigers the best record in Major League Baseball. And oh, what a start. Let's not forget the 1984 Tigers. If you longtime baseball fans remember, the 1984 Tigers, one of the best teams of all time, they started out 9-1, then went 35-5, and then boat raced everybody on their way to winning the World Series title. The World Series title. Slow down, everybody, on this Tiger team, comparing to the 1984 team. Kirk Gibson, Alan Trammell, Lou Whitaker, Jack Morris, that team was stacked. A's baseball coming your way. A's and the Tigers next. And don't you forget, I'll talk to you after the ball game.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This has been a presentation of the Oakland Athletics.
It's blazing hot outside. You get in your car to turn on the AC to get cold air pumping, but it blows hot air out. This issue is commonly caused by low refrigerant due to leaks in the AC system. You want an easy, all-in-one solution that will restore the cold air in no time. AC Pro Recharge Kits make restoring cold air easy for even those with zero DIY experience in less than 10 minutes. Save time and money versus going to a shop by picking up an AC Pro Recharge Kit today. Be a pro with AC Pro.